Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Lily. How can I help today?
Hi, good morning, Lily.
Good morning.
I tried... Mm-hmm. Good morning, how are you?
Good, good, thank you. How are you today?
I'm all right. I'm a little bit frustrated, actually. So I tried calling earlier this morning to speak with someone, but because I said I had a problem with my account, there was no representatives available. Now that I said I want to make a payment, the representatives are ready, willing, and able. So my problem is that, first of all, you know, I looked at my account. I have an account with you guys. You guys are asking for payment. Yet, after I said to the person who put it together for me, I don't remember who it was, they put my personal number as the contact number for Local Splash. Four times I told them that that's not the correct number. I went in the account and tried to change it myself. That's the first issue. I actually wanted to speak to a manager. Maybe when we're done, you can transfer me. Second thing, the website looks like it's put together by a fourth grader. Repeat stuff, it just doesn't even make sense. So I'm paying Local Splash for, like, what?
Okay, let me pull up the account.
Yeah, I was wondering why my calls weren't coming through my business number, because I have a Google number. The calls are coming in on my personal number, which I spoke to three different people when I set the account up. When
okay.
I went in on my own, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so first of all, I'm opening the account. This is for Luminosa Skincare and Wellness, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. So I see your payment was processed 4 days ago on the 15th. There isn't a payment due right now. But regarding the website here, yeah, I mean, if you want to make changes, we can always change those things up. It is something that we can, you know, improve for you right away.
Let me finish. Why was my personal number on the account when I...
That's the next thing I'm going to address.
Yeah. So I'm very unhappy with Local Splash and the way things were done and just not even listening, because I spoke to three different people and they assured me that my personal number was not going on there, but the personal number is on there. You can see it.
Okay, so what I'm seeing, let me just check what number I'm seeing, because I see that we actually have a call tracking number that we're using, right? Does that sound right to you?
Right, but it's linked to my personal account.
Okay, so is that the phone number ending in 6948, the personal phone number?
No, because I just changed it to that. You had on the account 516-595-6901.
Oh, that's your username, ma'am. I apologize. That's just your username. The primary business phone number that we have is 516-234-6948. So when someone calls the call tracking number, it's going to go to that primary number. But you're right. We have the username as 516-595-6901. That is something that our tech team would have to fix internally. But rest assured, that number isn't displayed anywhere. The calls won't go there. It's just your username.
Okay, so because my calls are not coming through my Google number. So why is that then?
Your Google number.
Right.
That's not the call tracking number, right?
Mm-hmm. The 908 number is the number you guys gave me, but my business number, it's not coming through my Google. The calls are not coming through Google. Why?
They shouldn't be coming through Google. When somebody calls your call tracking number, it should be calling your primary business line directly, if that's what you mean.
Right. That is my primary. The Google number, the Google business number is my primary number.
Okay. And then just to confirm, that is... Just to confirm, that is the phone number ending in 6948, right?
234-6948, yeah.
Yeah. So the call should be going through to there. You're more than able or more than, you know, okay to try it if you'd like. But any time somebody would call that call tracking number, it goes directly to that primary business phone number. Let me just check your call tracking here. Come 1 second.
I mean, I must... Go ahead.
Sorry, I was just noticing the last call that came in through the call tracking looks like it was on the 19th. It was a 56-second call. but it did go through successfully. I don't see any issues with the call tracking system at all, ma'am.
No, that's not true because I got calls yesterday. Was the 19th?
Was the 20th?
Right. So I got calls yesterday and they didn't come through to my Google.
Okay, because if somebody's calling the call tracking number, it'll go through the call tracking. If they're dialing your business number directly, then obviously it won't go through the call tracking. But I am seeing that the last call came in on the 19th, the day before yesterday, from the call tracking specifically. So,
go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say that if somebody was calling you directly to your primary business line yesterday, you won't see that in the call tracking system. The last thing the call tracking system picked up was just on the 19th, that call on the 19th.
Okay, so my second thing is I thought I left my business in the hands of professional, but if you go look at the website, very unprofessional, repeating stuff. You have Belmore. Then Belmore again, like, who does these, who puts together websites? Obviously not very professional people. I could have did a much better job myself. So I'm paying Local Splash, and the website looks horrendous.
Gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear that.
I could have put it together myself. I thought I was leaving, you know, it to professionals. That's why I didn't say, all right, I figured you got people who know what, you know, how to, that you're not supposed to repeat Belmore twice and then Nassau County. And just the way it was put together, it's like a fourth grader put it together. So I'm paying you now. This is my second payment to you. And, you know, I want to be compensated for something because, honestly, I could sit and do that myself. As a matter of fact, I think I want to do it myself. It just doesn't look professional. It's repetitive. It's just, I don't know why they would put hygiene in there. I need hygiene removed. I do facials, not hygiene. I don't know where they would get that from. I'm thinking that this company has dealt with all types of business and they're aware. I mean, if you want to put in my ad that I'm hygienical, that's a different story. Meaning, you know,
gotcha.
Clean, I sanitize, you know, due to COVID or whatever the case is. But I don't know where hygiene fits in there. So I'm very unhappy with the way the website was put together. And honestly, I got a few emails saying that there was a problem with my card, and that's why I was, you know, I was contemplating on actually canceling services. So I see that you already took my money, so there's nothing wrong with my card, even though you sent me about 4 or 5 emails. Like, it was imperative that I called you people.
Well, your payment actually failed on the 15th. All of our payments are automatic. It failed on the 15th and the 16th for insufficient funds, but it did go through on the 17th.
That's impossible. The insufficient funds is impossible. It's a credit card, not a bank card. I have unlimited, like, to $20,000. So I don't know why that happened. But okay. So it went through then.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you.
Sorry. So if you ever need to cancel, we wish you don't. But if you did need to cancel at any time, you don't have a contract here or any cancel fees, we just ask for a 3-day notice prior to your billing date.
So my question right now is because, you know, my time is very important to me. I just want to know what Local Splash is going to do for me.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm going to go ahead. Yeah, exactly. So first of all, I'm going to go ahead and send your website over to our optimization team. I'm going to go ahead and just ask them to remake that website because I agree it's not very appealing. We're going to make sure there's no double wording. Yeah, anything with hygiene services will be removed. So I'm going to request that change away.
You know, it says if they want to say that I service all of Nassau County, which would be the professional way to say it, not Belmore, East Meadow, you know, those are the surrounding Nassau County. I don't know where I'm calling, so you might not be familiar, but there's a professional way to word things, not double Nassau, Belmore, then they have Belmore again. Then in the services, they're just repetitive with the same thing.
Right. So it should say serving Nassau County, right?
Yeah, all of Nassau County. Yes, absolutely. Like, okay. I can put it together myself, but why would I pay you people? This is where I'm upset because, you know what, I thought it was very professional So I didn't even look at this. I put my faith in local Splash. And yesterday was the first time that I went into the email to actually, into the website to actually check, and I was mortified of how just unprofessional looking the account is.
Gotcha. I'm really sorry to hear that, ma'am. Yeah, I am seeing the site. It's not very appealing, so I'm going to go ahead and have them redo the entire site. That should be ready within 24 to 48 hours. Either way, I'm going to check back to make sure that it's actually done right. And then if you'd like, I can always follow up with you to go over the website just in case there are any last-minute changes on there.
Okay, but I mean, that's fine. I appreciate that. But now what happens to, like, the whole month that I paid you? And it just, and I had that kind of a crappy website up there. Maybe that's why I didn't get any calls. It looks like a third grader did it.
Well, no,
like I
that
got
is,
like 1 4 maybe.
Okay, so if you're not getting any calls yet, that is normal, and I only say that because you've been with us just 4 weeks. It usually takes 4 to 6 weeks to start seeing really
right,
good returns.
4 weeks that you charged me for garbage. So, you know, how is Local Splash going to compensate me besides going back and making my thing look somewhat professional?
I'm not able to offer any kind of refund if that's what you're referring to. I am able to offer you a $50 service credit towards your next billing cycle, but unfortunately I'm not able to offer any refunds, ma'am. It is out of our hands only because of our 3-day policy.
Can that help? Only $50?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm allowed to offer you is a $50 service credit on the account.
All right. Can I speak to a manager?
You can. I would have to put in the request. For management calls, they're not readily available. They ask for a 24 to 48 hour time frame for a callback as well, if that'll be okay with you.
Okay. I'll take the $50 credit for now, but yeah, you could put me in for a call with the manager. Schedule
okay.
me for a call.
No problem. I'll go ahead and put on that $50 service credit, and I'll schedule that call. And then I'll also follow up with you as soon as your website is ready, as I mentioned, just to make sure there are any, you know, there are not any last-minute changes there. Okay?
Okay, so you'll be calling me back. What is your name?
My name is Lily.
Lily. Okay, Lily.
Okay. All right.
Perfect. So when can I expect a call back from you, Lily?
Within 24 to 48 hours as well. That's when your website will be ready. So I'm just going to wait for them to let me know it's ready, and then I'll review it and call you back so we can review it together.
Okay. All right, Lily.
Okay.
Thank you
all
so
right.
much for
no
your help.
No problem. Of course.
You are gonna make the correction with the telephone number, right? That 516-595-6901 is my personal number for Local Splash only. If you need something from me, if you know, you're telling me it's not on there, but when I go in the website, that was the number that was on there, not the 234-6948. I'm the one who changed it. I deleted it and changed it. If you go to the account, you'll see I made some changes yesterday. I also added in the address where I'm actually located. I mean, I'm located in actually a hair salon, which you'll see. It's Domain Hair Salon. I'm located on the lower level of that business. So I added that as well. I don't know if you can see that. Do you see that?
Yes.
I tried to make changes? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I changed the original telephone number from there, and I added that was yesterday. So I know you're telling me that number wasn't there, but it was there.
Okay. So that, like I said, that 516 is just your username. It's nowhere else on file. So if somebody were to call it, that would be us. We don't display the usernames anywhere. We only display the primary business number if we're not using a call tracking number, of course.
But it didn't say username on there.
It won't say that, ma'am. It's just going to show
okay.
it on there. But no worries. I'll confirm and
all
I'll right. double check just to make sure. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. No problem. Thank you again for your time, Sabrina. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.